Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Psychology Archetypes with Astrology. Case Study. Ascendant Sagittarius Uttara Ashada Nakshatra. Rupali's Sagittarius Ascendant speaks of a personality driven by ideals, expansion, and the timeless pursuit of truth. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, the planet of wisdom and higher knowledge, making her fundamentally oriented toward growth, not just material, but spiritual, philosophical, and ethical. She may be someone who is naturally optimistic, forward-thinking, and drawn to causes or experiences that stretch the boundaries of what is familiar. Whether through study, travel, or service, her life is animated by the search for deeper meaning. But what truly sets her Sagittarius apart is its alignment with Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, a deeply dharmic and principled constellation ruled by the sun. Uttara Ashada carries the energy of enduring victory, earned not through force, but through inner discipline, values, and truth. This makes Rupali's identity more grounded than the average Sagittarius. She doesn't just believe in justice or truth. She's prepared to stand for it, often acting as the voice of reason or moral clarity in her circles. Her optimism is backed by perseverance. Her idealism is tempered by responsibility. This alignment brings forward the reformer archetype. Rupali is not just here to explore the world, she's here to refine it. She sees what could be improved in systems, relationships, beliefs, or cultural dynamics, and she quietly but firmly sets about upgrading them. She doesn't seek applause. Her motivation runs deeper, toward integrity, toward alignment, toward building something that lasts beyond trends or sentiment. Psychologically, this ascendant indicates a person who may have felt older than her age early in life. She likely carries a strong internal compass, an intuitive sense of what's fair, right, or purposeful, even when it conflicts with what's convenient. This doesn't mean she's rigid. Sagittarius is still mutable, still able to laugh and adapt. But in Rupali's case, there's always a higher standard humming beneath the surface. She may joke and flow with life on the outside, but inside, there's a council of wisdom deliberating every move. The challenge for someone with this blend is to avoid the trap of silent self-sacrifice. Uttara Ashada can overcommit to duty, striving to hold everything together in the name of righteousness. There may be times when she expects too much of herself or others, especially if those expectations are unspoken. Learning to pace her growth, to accept imperfection while still working toward excellence, becomes part of her personal evolution. At her best, Rupali becomes a living embodiment of graceful authority. Through the reformer archetype, she channels her Sagittarius fire not into chaos, but into clarity. Her presence isn't loud, but it's trustworthy. Her words may not be many, but they ring with purpose. And her identity is shaped not just by what she knows, but by how she uses that knowledge to elevate, protect, and renew the world around her. First house, identity, persona, and inner authority. Saturn in Mula Nakshatra, Sagittarius Rupali's first house, representing her physical presence, self-concept, and the way she engages with the world, hosts Saturn, placed in Mula Nakshatra in Sagittarius. This is a deeply karmic, sobering, and quietly powerful placement. While Sagittarius as an ascendant typically comes with an air of optimism, wanderlust, and expansive curiosity, Saturn's presence here refines and restrains that fire. It doesn't suppress her Sagittarian nature. It slows it down, grounds it, and gives it depth. Mula, ruled by Ketu, is the root cutter. It seeks truth by digging beneath illusions, severing ties with falsity, and exposing the hidden architecture beneath what is visible. When Saturn lands here, especially in the ascendant, it suggests a personality forged through intense personal excavation. Rupali may have grown up faster than others, feeling a weight of responsibility or seriousness from an early age. She likely doesn't take identity lightly. She earns it. Every layer of who she is has been questioned, tested, refined. This combination activates the architect archetype in a quietly intense form. Rupali doesn't just show up in the world. She designs her presence, piece by piece, with discipline and deliberation. Others may see a calm, composed, and perhaps even stoic exterior. But that restraint is not a mask. It's a result of inner mastery. She may not express everything she feels, but when she speaks or acts, there's substance behind it. She has an energy that communicates, "I've thought this through," without needing to say a word. Psychologically, this first house Saturn in Mula suggests a life journey rooted in self-trust. There may have been early experiences of isolation, emotional withholding, or a sense that she had to rely on herself for structure and clarity. These experiences didn't weaken her. They formed the bedrock of her self-definition. She learns through contrast, what doesn't work, what doesn't align, what needs to be dismantled. And through that process, she becomes unshakably clear about what does. Mula's influence also brings a spiritual edge to her identity, an intuitive sense that life isn't just about appearances or success, but about truth. Rupali may be deeply introspective, drawn to philosophy, psychology, or spiritual inquiry, not as an escape, but as a means to understand who she really is beneath the surface roles. The challenge? Isolation and self-judgment. Saturn can make her overly self-critical, hesitant to show her vulnerability, or reluctant to reveal her softer emotional sides. There may be times when she feels misunderstood, not because she lacks expression, but because her energy speaks from a deeper place most people haven't yet visited in themselves. But when integrated, this placement gives Rupali an unmistakable gravitas. Through the architect archetype, she doesn't just adapt, she constructs. Her life becomes a structure of wisdom, crafted slowly, deliberately, and with soul. And her identity becomes not just a personality, but a living temple to the truth she has tirelessly uncovered within herself. Half second house, voice, resources, and self-worth. Moon and Mars in Uttara Ashada and Dhanishta nakshatras. Capricorn Rupali's second house, a domain that governs speech, personal values, family conditioning, and the emotional roots of self-worth, holds both the Moon and Mars, placed in Uttara Ashada and Dhanishta nakshatras, respectively, in the sign of Capricorn. This is a high-stakes combination. The second house, often associated with what we own and how we express our needs, becomes a crucible of ambition and restraint when both the emotional body, Moon, and the action drive, Mars, are placed in Saturn's earthbound, results-oriented sign. The Moon in Uttara Ashada, ruled by the Sun, brings an emotionally principled orientation toward family, speech, and values. Rupali likely grew up in an environment where responsibility, discipline, and success were emphasized, where love may have been demonstrated more through duty than open expression. Her emotional tone and speech is likely measured, serious, and rooted in wisdom. There's a sense that when she speaks, it's not for effect, it's because it matters. She doesn't waste words, but what she says carries emotional weight. Alongside this, Mars in Dhanishta, a nakshatra ruled by Mars itself, adds ambition, rhythm, and a silent hunger for excellence. This is a placement of silent builders, individuals who are internally driven to create something valuable, structured, and long-lasting. When Mars occupies the second house, speech becomes a tool of influence, sharp, purposeful, and occasionally intense. But in Capricorn, that intensity is well-managed, focused on outcomes. Rupali likely speaks with impact and, when necessary, authority. There's no fluff, only direction. Together, this pair activates a compelling blend of the executor and guardian archetypes. Rupali doesn't just want to express her truth, she wants to build with it. She doesn't talk for catharsis, she talks for clarity. She may have strong views on ethics, family honor, or financial discipline, and she expects herself and others to live up to them. There's a quiet inner code governing her self-worth, one shaped by effort, endurance, and emotional maturity. Psychologically, this house may have seen early life pressure around survival, achievement, or emotional containment. Rupali may have felt the need to earn her place, within the family, through speech, or by managing the emotional needs of others. She likely learned early that security isn't handed out, it's built. And this has given her a powerful emotional backbone, though one she may not always show. The challenge here lies in emotional suppression. With both the Moon and Mars under Saturn's influence, there can be a tendency to bury feelings, push through discomfort, or delay vulnerability in favor of being strong. She may hesitate to express emotional needs, fearing they'll be seen as weakness, or fearing she won't be heard the way she hopes to be. But when integrated, this house becomes a fortress of emotional and material strength. Through the Executor Guardian lens, Rupali speaks with purpose, earns with integrity, and values with conviction. Her voice becomes her tool of influence, her values, her compass, and her self-worth, anchored not in validation, but in the quiet, unwavering knowledge that she built herself, one truthful word and one disciplined choice at a time. Third house, expression, courage, and mental drive. Rahu in Purvabhadrapada Nakshatra, Aquarius. In Rupali's chart, the third house, associated with communication, learning, self-effort, and how we assert ourselves mentally and socially, hosts Rahu, placed in Purvabhadrapada Nakshatra, in Aquarius. This is a placement that immediately introduces intensity, mental fire, and unconventional thinking into the realm of speech and personal initiative. The third house governs not just what we say, but how we think. And Rahu here is like a lightning rod in the mind. Rahu is the seeker of the unorthodox. In Aquarius, it is drawn to collective themes, social progress, innovation, liberation, but always through a personal lens. And in Purvabhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter, the energy becomes extreme, paradoxical, and transformative. Rupali's mental landscape is a battlefield of ideals and paradoxes. She is likely someone who thinks big, but not necessarily in linear ways. Her ideas are layered, sometimes ahead of her time, and often tinged with a philosophical or reformist tone. This placement activates the maverick archetype in full force. Rupali is not here to mimic the traditional path of expression, she's here to reinvent it. Her style of communication may feel electric, intense, even provocative at times. She may challenge norms without intending to, simply by asking the questions others avoid. There's a hunger in her for truth, originality, and depth, especially in conversations. She's not satisfied with surface talk. She wants to shake people awake. Psychologically, Rahu in the third house often reveals someone who has had to forge their own voice. There may have been early environments where self-expression felt unsafe, misunderstood, or overly monitored. So when she does speak, it comes with power, because it had to be earned. There's a karmic intensity here, suggesting that Rupali's mind doesn't rest easily. She may constantly absorb, analyze, and reframe her thoughts to ensure that what she says not only matters, but lands. Purvabhadrapada brings a deep paradox, the desire to serve and the desire to burn it all down. This can show up in communication through a mix of visionary language and uncompromising tone. She might inspire others just as easily as she unsettles them. She's not here to comfort. She's here to wake people up. And she uses language like a torch, both illuminating and dismantling. The challenge? Overactivation of the nervous system and thought loops. Rahu in this house can cause obsessive thinking, burnout from overstimulation, or erratic communication if not grounded. Rupali may also struggle with the outsider syndrome, feeling mentally ahead but socially misunderstood, especially in environments that don't welcome radical thought. But when integrated, this becomes one of her greatest assets. Through the Maverick, Rupali becomes a voice that doesn't echo what's already known. She reveals what's been hidden, what's overdue for disruption. Her words aren't just heard. They linger, challenge, and change. Her courage isn't in shouting the loudest. It's in speaking truth in rooms where silence has been the norm. And in doing so, she becomes not just a communicator, but a mental revolutionary. Fifth house, creativity, intellect, and inspired expression. Jupiter and Sun in Bharani Nakshatra, Aries Rupali's fifth house, the domain of creative self-expression, learning, children, and the intuitive spark of the soul, is infused with fire and brilliance. Here we find both Jupiter and the Sun placed in Bharani Nakshatra within Aries. This is a potent, vibrant, and fiercely generative alignment. The fifth house governs not just what we create, but how we light up when doing so, And with these two celestial giants present, Rupali's inner light is designed to shine with both purpose and power. The sun, representing identity, vitality, and the core of the self, is exalted in Aries. It thrives on assertion, independence, and action. In the fifth house, it gives Rupali a deep desire to express, to be seen, to influence. Her creativity is not passive. It's an extension of her core vitality. She is likely drawn to roles where her ideas and energy shape outcomes, whether that be in teaching, public speaking, leadership, or parenting. When she engages with what she loves, she becomes incandescent. Her presence alone commands attention. Alongside the sun, Jupiter expands, elevates, and spiritualizes the entire fifth house domain. Jupiter here gives her a strong moral compass and a desire to teach what she believes. She doesn't just want to create for aesthetics, she wants to infuse her expression with meaning, philosophy, or a larger truth. She may be drawn to mentoring roles or to creative projects that are rich with purpose. Children, too, may play a transformative role in her life, either literally through parenting or teaching, or metaphorically through her creative children, ideas, books, systems, or reforms. Ruled by Venus adds depth and intensity to this combination. Bharani is about containment and transformation, carrying, enduring, and ultimately birthing something powerful into the world. When Jupiter and the Sun are here, creativity becomes labor. Rupali may undergo internal struggles before releasing her gifts. Her creative process might be cyclic, intense, and often sacred. She doesn't create on a whim. She creates because something within demands expression. And that creation often changes not just her, but those who witness it. This combination channels a fusion of the visionary and catalyst archetypes. Rupali holds within her both the drive to lead with ideas and the power to ignite transformation. Her joy comes from movement, momentum, and meaningful impact. She's not content to simply create. She wants her creations to ripple outward, to spark change, to leave a legacy. And in teaching or guiding others, she doesn't just instruct, she awakens. Psychologically, this placement gives her confidence, but also inner pressure. She may feel a sense of destiny around her voice, her gifts, or her intellectual contributions. There can be an internal dialogue around living up to potential or the need to prove her brilliance. If unbalanced, this may create moments of burnout or self-doubt, especially if her output doesn't match her inner vision. But when harmonized, Rupali becomes a radiant force. Through the visionary catalyst lens, her mind becomes a beacon, creative, insightful, and influential. Her energy doesn't just entertain, it educates. Her ideas don't just inspire, they initiate. And her expression isn't simply about her, it's an offering, a fire lit in service of something greater. Nabab's sixth house, discipline, service, and problem-solving intelligence. Mercury in Rohini Nakshatra, Taurus Rupali's sixth house, governing daily work, routine, discipline, health, and one's ability to handle conflict or adversity, hosts Mercury, placed in Rohini Nakshatra, in the earthy and sensual sign of Taurus. This is a placement that blends intellectual precision with aesthetic refinement and logic with a deep-rooted sense of value. The sixth house is not about glamour, it's about function. And Mercury here gives Rupali the rare gift of making the functional elegant. Mercury in the sixth house creates a sharp, practical, and analytical mind, someone who is deeply attentive to how systems operate, how people behave in patterns, and how problems can be efficiently dismantled and solved. But with Rohini, a Venus-ruled nakshatra known for creativity, magnetism, and the power to nurture into form, Rupali's problem-solving style becomes quietly magnetic. She doesn't fix things with aggression. She persuades dysfunction into order. There's charm in her structure, grace in her logic. This placement activates the administrator archetype in its most refined form. Rupali thrives in organized settings where beauty meets utility. She may be naturally drawn to systems design, workplace aesthetics, team coordination, or fields where communication and structure must harmonize, like project management, curriculum building, wellness systems, or sustainable business models. She's the one who doesn't just make things work, she makes them flow. Psychologically, Mercury in Taurus slows and stabilizes thought. Rupali likely thinks before she speaks, processes before she acts, and values clarity over noise. In work environments, she's likely seen as reliable, composed, and thoughtful. She may have a calming effect on chaotic teams or frazzled systems. Yet her Venusian intelligence gives her more than just mental acuity. It gives her taste. She understands what feels right, not just what looks efficient. The sixth house also governs conflict. And here, Rupali's approach is graceful yet firm. She won't escalate without reason, but she also won't back down when something isn't fair. Her diplomacy is laced with intellect. Her calmness shouldn't be mistaken for passivity. It's restraint with purpose. And when she finally speaks up, her words land. Challenges? The risk here lies in over-refinement. Mercury in Rohini can sometimes become too perfectionistic or overly concerned with appearances, especially when faced with messy or emotionally charged situations. She may prefer systems over chaos, and that preference could make her hesitant to address problems that feel too raw or disorganized. But when integrated, this placement becomes an exquisite asset. Through the administrator archetype, Rupali brings logic wrapped in beauty. She creates order, not by control, but by care. Her mind becomes a designer's toolkit, and her work, whether in healing, organizing, teaching, or leading, becomes a subtle form of art. Her gift is not just solving problems, it's solving them gracefully. And in a world full of noise, that quiet competence shines. Seventh house, relationships, reflection, and emotional intelligence. Venus in Mrigashira Nakshatra, Gemini Rupali's seventh house, the domain of committed partnerships, collaboration, and how we engage with the other, is ruled by Venus, placed in Mrigashira Nakshatra, in the intellectually curious and socially agile sign of Gemini. This is a placement that blends charm with inquiry, connection with freedom, and affection with wit. The seventh house reflects not only how we relate to others, but also how we meet parts of ourselves through those relationships. And Venus here makes those encounters deeply relational, subtly romantic, and mentally stimulating. Venus, in Gemini, is playful, versatile, and expressive. It seeks connection through conversation, shared curiosity, and intellectual stimulation. In Mrigashira, a Mars-ruled nakshatra associated with exploration, beauty, and gentle pursuit, relationships become a dance of discovery for Rupali. She doesn't simply fall in love, she wanders into it, wanting to know who the other person really is, what they think, and where they are headed. There's a poetic curiosity in how she relates. She may be drawn to partners who are articulate, thoughtful, and mentally alive. This placement activates the diplomat archetype in its socially graceful, emotionally perceptive form. Rupali is likely someone who values harmony in her relationships, but not at the cost of aliveness. She seeks connection that is both sweet and sparky, grounded in affection, but constantly evolving through dialogue and mental resonance. In partnership, she may play the role of the mediator, the word weaver, the one who knows how to phrase a difficult truth with softness and style. Psychologically, Venus in Gemini often indicates a deep need for mental companionship. For Rupali, love must also be interesting. Emotional availability matters, but so does verbal connection. A stagnant relationship, one that ceases to grow intellectually, may quietly suffocate her. She thrives on novelty, ideas, shared dreams, and co-creating playful, thoughtful worlds with her partner. She likely enjoys flirting, banter, or storytelling as a way to maintain intimacy. The seventh house is also the mirror of the self, the place where we project parts of us we have yet to fully own. With Venus here, Rupali may encounter relationships that challenge her to understand the balance between her own emotional needs and her partner's independence. She may attract individuals who seem dual-natured, intellectually fluid, or hard to pin down. Not because she's unlucky in love, but because her soul is learning to hold space for both closeness and freedom. The challenge? Emotional inconsistency or romantic idealism. With Mrigashira's airy curiosity and Gemini's mutability, there's a possibility of spreading emotional energy too thin, of connecting often but not always deeply. There may also be an avoidance of confrontation, especially when peace feels more appealing than truth. But Mrigashira's journey is ultimately about commitment, not to perfection, but to conscious presence. When integrated, this placement becomes a graceful superpower. Through the diplomat, Rupali learns how to build bridges between minds, between hearts, and between seemingly opposite needs. Her relational intelligence becomes a gift to others. She listens closely, speaks wisely, and loves with sensitivity and delight. Her partnerships aren't just about comfort. They are invitations into creativity, communication, and shared exploration. And in the space between words, affection quietly blooms. Ninth house, belief, wisdom, and the search for inner alignment. Ketu and Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, Leo Rupali's ninth house, the house of higher faith, long-distance journeys, and one's relationship with life's deeper meaning, is occupied by Ketu. Placed in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, in Leo, this placement immediately signals that her approach to belief and philosophy is anything but traditional. The ninth house is typically where we seek truth outside ourselves, through gurus, institutions, religion, or travel. But with Ketu here, the soul whispers, "You already know, you just forgot." Ketu, the south node of the moon, is the great revealer through detachment. It dissolves attachments, illusions, and dogmas, not to create emptiness, but to uncover a truth that cannot be taught, only remembered. When placed in Leo, a sign associated with personal dignity, creative intelligence, and ego identity, Ketu challenges the very need to be recognized for one's wisdom. Rupali may come across as quietly authoritative, someone who seems to carry innate understanding without needing to advertise it. She doesn't preach, she lives her truth. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun, brings themes of responsibility, partnership, and sustainable dharma. Unlike its predecessor Purva Falguni, which seeks pleasure, Uttara Falguni seeks purpose. This suggests that Rupali's philosophy is shaped not by grand proclamations, but by consistent integrity. She believes in the long game, in stable commitments, in walking her talk, even when no one's watching. And yet, with Ketu here, there's also a deep fatigue with external systems of belief. She may have followed a path, only to outgrow it. Her real guru is silence. Her scripture is life. This placement activates the mystic archetype in its most sovereign form. Rupali is not drawn to trendy philosophies or performative spirituality. She seeks the essence. Her relationship with learning may feel karmic. She may absorb wisdom through dreams, intuitive downloads, or deja vu moments of, "I've heard this before." Traditional learning may bore her if it lacks soul. Her path is devotional, but free of labels. Psychologically, this house often indicates a past life mastery in spiritual or philosophical fields, so much so that in this life, she may feel disenchanted with formal teachings. She might question religion, challenge authority, or walk away from mentors who try to define truth too narrowly. This can sometimes create a sense of spiritual isolation, a quiet wondering if she'll ever find a framework that fully fits. The challenge? Drifting too far into detachment, becoming disillusioned or disinterested in structured exploration. With Ketu, the fire of inspiration must be reignited from within. She must reclaim her spiritual curiosity without becoming tethered to systems that dull her inner compass. Her wisdom must feel lived, not imposed. But when integrated, this placement becomes quietly luminous. Through the mystic, Rupali becomes a guide, not through titles or temples, but through the sheer resonance of how she lives. She teaches not by reciting, but by embodying. Her beliefs are felt, not spoken. And her presence, even in silence, becomes a portal for others to remember their truth too.